Drasha for Shavuos 57-71. The Magen Avraham brings the question as to why we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu on Shavuos, which always falls according to the calendar on the sixth day of Sivan, even though Reb Yossi, who it seems that we hold like, says that the Torah wasn't given till the seventh day. We have a rule, Yogati U'matzasi Tamin. The Ikar is a person has to put in his effort, and then the Ribono Shel Olam provides the Torah. And therefore, the main part that a person does is putting in the preparation for the Torah. The actual giving of the Torah itself is something that is done completely by the Ribono Shel Olam. And we find that if a person has a tremendous desire for Torah, and he puts in a tremendous amount of effort, then the Ribono Shel Olam gives him the conditions that will make the receiving and observance of the Torah possible. That's what the Rambam says, that if a person serves the Ribono Shel Olam b'simcha, and he puts effort into what he's doing, then the Ribono Shel Olam will give him the conditions that are the most conducive for receiving and observing the Torah. And therefore, we say that the Ribono Shel Olam is the one who's Malamei Torah L'Amo Yisrael. And Atachonein La'odam Das. And Hashem is no Sein HaTorah. And Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol Ho'amim V'Nosan Lanu Es Torah. So God is the one who gives the Torah. However, we're the ones who have to set the conditions into motion where we will be fit for God to give us the Torah. And therefore, we don't celebrate the day that God actually gave us the Torah. But Zman Matan Torah Seinu, that which we did and completed our preparations on the sixth day of Sivan, in order that the Torah should become our Torah and we should be able to receive it, and that's the time that the Ribono Shel Olam made it possible that the Torah should become ours. And everything starts with a desire for Torah, and that is the period of Sfiras HaOmer, where we get the desire for Torah, and after that, to actually put in the effort and toil. And by doing those two things, therefore the Ribono Shel Olam then gives us the ability to receive the Torah. That's what it says, Habolitayer Messiahlo. Person who comes, who wants to be pure, who has that desire, who has that tremendous simcha in wanting to be pure. And then it says also, Pischuli Pesach Kechudo Shel Machat. Open up an opening. That means the toil and the effort. Sharp opening. Both of those things are necessary. And therefore it says, Ilu Kirvanu Lifnei Har Sinai, Velo Nosan Lanu Satora Dayenu. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us before Har Sinai, and because of our effort and preparation and desire, he had given us all of the conditions that were conducive for receiving the Torah, that even if he hadn't given us the Torah directly, we would have received it anyway as a result of our being ready, of our being desirous, and of our preparation. Therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the preparation was not enough, and that we weren't ready, so he added an extra day in order that we should have three full days of preparation. And this idea was not from God's side. From God's side, we could have been ready in the three partial days. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Jewish people actually weren't ready, so he said we needed three full days to be able to prepare ourselves for the giving of the Torah. And it could be that at night they occupied themselves in the learning of the Torah they had received already at Mara,
the mitzvahs of Kibud Avaim and Shabbos and so on. And during the day, they made the other preparations. And that was the complete tikkun. They needed 3 full days, days and nights, in order to be able to prepare properly. And that is what we do. We learn all night, the night before the 6th day of Sivan, which they did also. They also learned as a part of the preparation for the giving of the Torah on the 7th. They thought, though, that after they finished all of the preparations, then Hashem would be the one to give them the Torah actively, and then it would be a metziah. They would just have to passively, totally subjugate themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a woman who gets married, just passively accepts the Kedushin and lets the man marry her. She becomes passive. And therefore, when the Torah was given, Parcha Nishmasim, we were completely passive. Mesiris Nefesh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu even just brought us back to life. And therefore they went to sleep the night of the 7th. And that is why the 7th day, Yontif Sheni and Chutzlar, it's because they needed extra preparation to receive the Torah. And however, in Eretz Yisrael, the preparation itself serves both purposes. Because when a person prepares in Eretz Yisrael helps to subjugate himself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But over there, first you needed the preparation and then the subjugation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, in Chutz La'aretz, it says that the Magen Avraham says that the fact that we celebrate 2 days of Shavuos in Chutz La'aretz, and the 2nd day is the 7th, which was actually giving out Torah, so the fact that we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu is a hint to Yontif Sheni, meaning that since the Torah was given in Chutz La'aretz, they needed 2 days of preparation, one for the actual preparation and one for the subjugation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first night, this night of the 6th, they stayed up all night, and the night of the 7th they went to sleep to totally subjugate and let the Ribbono Shel Olam give them the Torah instead of them having any part in the actual receiving of the Torah. And therefore, and we really keep 2 days Shavuos, not because of a doubt, because we know exactly when Shavuos is, because Shavuos is dependent on the 50th day from the 2nd day of Pesach, and already when the month of the year comes, we know exactly when the 1st day of Pesach was, and therefore there's no doubt. So we keep 2 days of Shavuos only because we don't want to make the Yom Tovim different. And just like we keep 2 days by necessity, and the other two Yom Tovim, the other Yom Tovim, we keep it on Shavuos too. So it comes out that it's for sure the 7th day, and still we keep it in Chutz La'aretz, because we needed 2 days for Kabbalah Satorah. Had the Torah, however, been given in Eretz Yisrael, we would only have it 1 day, and therefore the Torah would have been given on the 6th day. And that's why we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu on the 6th day. And that's why, even in Chutz La'aretz, most people don't stay up the 2nd night. They sleep the 2nd night, because that's what the Jewish people did. They slept the 2nd night in order to subjugate themselves totally and be passive when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Torah. And the 6th night, the night of the 6th, that's when they stayed up all night. And the preparations for Torah is what the Ribbono Shel Olam prefaced the giving of the Torah with. Kosomer lebeis Yaakov. That's the women. The first preparation is to create a framework, a bias of Torah, with values and standards and midos tovos, and holiness and purity. And that's the portion of the woman who have this tremendous desire for Torah, and therefore make a spirit of Torah in the home, and a framework of Torah. And that is the that was what was missing by Adam HaRishon. He was given the mitzvah first, and his wife did not create that framework, just the opposite. She created the framework where he sinned. After that, Atem Re'isem, You saw what I did in Egypt. We need, after we have the values and standards and the framework and spirit of Torah, we need emunah and bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything. Everything comes from Him, and He is has His divine providence and controls everything. And therefore, it's important to receive His kingdom through the Torah. And after that, Vo'eso eschem al kanfei nisharim, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us and wants to bring us close to Him, and that we can attach ourselves and cleave to Him. And after that, we have to understand that even if we're far away from that and we're sinners, vi'ata, we can do tshuva. We can always change the moment and return. And that comes through im shamoa tishmu b'koli, through learning and accepting the Torah. And one mitzvah pulls another mitzvah, and the more we accept and the more we observe, the easier it becomes. And we also have to ushmartim es brisi, which includes the bris against Avodah Zorah, bris milah, Shabbos, the bris HaTorah. All of them prepare us to be able to connect ourselves to the Ribono Shel Olam. And then if we do all of that, we will be a schooler, just like we connect ourselves to God beyond rationale. God will connect us to us beyond rationale. And we'll be able to have a essential connection to God. Because God can create those essential things, because He controls everything. And ultimately, we will be a mamleches kohanim in this world, serving God, and a goy kadosh, a eternal nation for Olam Haba, as the Ramban and the Maral say. And then we will bring the whole world and teach the whole world how to be servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after we began to prepare and received all of this, then we went on to separate ourselves in purity and show our seriousness in receiving the Torah with great trembling and fear. And that was the mindset that was necessary to receive the Torah. And then we put in all the effort of preparing ourselves for the Torah, even to cleaning our own clothes and not relying on the clouds of glory which normally clean their clothes. And it seems to me like the customs of Shavuos represent all of these preparations. The reading of the Megillah of Ruth represents the idea of the women, the power of the mother to create the framework within which God's kingdom exists, as Ruth was the mother of royalty. And Ruth represented Chesed and Midos Tovos, which created the framework and home in which Torah can be promulgated. And then there's the meaning of bringing greenery, because Seder Zroyim, agriculture, is dependent on Emunah and Bitochen and the Ribono Shel Olam, which is the second phase of preparation, having Emunah and Bitochen and believing that everything's in God's hands. And then Akdamus represents the reward and punishment and the choosing of us from all the nations of the world. That's what Akdamus speaks about. And the eating of milk products, because the mother gives of herself to the child the milk. And this represents the fact that the Ribono Shel Olam gave us the Torah is like milk. It's like part of Him. It gives us life. It becomes our essence, and we can therefore cleave and attach ourselves to God through the Torah. And not only that, but the milk is originally blood that turns into milk, from the red to the white, from the sin to the doing tshuva, and from that which is deadly, blood represents murder, to the white of the chalav, which represents life. And finally, tikkun le'al shluas, all of this is only achievable if we put in a tremendous amount of toil and effort and seriousness in preparing ourselves for the Torah. And that's what it says. If it wouldn't be for this day, there's a lot of Yosefs in the Shuk. And therefore, Rav Yosef said, I have to eat a good meal on Shavuos. Because if it wouldn't be for all of the preparations, we wouldn't be different people who would be fit for the Torah. And therefore, we need to celebrate Shavuos even with the physical to show that we have to change ourselves. Right? And even the physical side of us has to become different in order to be able to accept the Torah. And that's why Shavuos is Man Matan Torah Seinu. It's that which enables the Torah to become our Torah, and not just the Torah that God has and gives. And therefore, if we prepare ourselves, and we are anticipate with joy and longing the Torah, and we become fit for Kabbalah HaTorah, then we get the Torah every day and every moment. But it's a result of the preparation that we did leading up to Shavuos and on Shavuos itself, and then we will be able to really attach ourselves and cleave to the Ribono Shel Olam. And that is the source of all life in this world and the next. And then we will be zoche for the new covenant of the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, when Mashiach comes and our connection to Hashem is completed.